Hello and welcome to the Worcester Observer podcast on this sunny Wednesday morning as we record this. I've just been sitting in traffic for over an hour. You'll read more about that on druittwichstandard.co.uk and on bromsgrovestandard.co.uk. Free plug for our sister websites there. In the news this week on worcesterobserver.co.uk will be a crossing dubbed the most hated in Worcester will be ripped out as part of a revamp of a congested city junction which will begin next week.
Back time too.
Basically, if you use the Cattle Market car park and you're wanting to head south, you could turn left into it. But if you're coming north, no longer can you turn right because the mini roundabout's going. Now, I was getting a bit confused by this because I thought, oh, well, that's going to knacker me if I make a mistake and drive into the city the wrong way. But I don't think I've ever turned right. So.
Did you mean reverse?
No, turn right.
When you said drive into the wrong way, I didn't know whether you meant reverse.
Yeah, that's going to be... And then instead of the most hated crossing is because it's a pedestrian crossing. I'm talking to the, obviously, everyone knows, but it's a pedestrian crossing at the moment where pedestrians just wait and cross. So if you're making a nice journey and one pedestrian's there, you've got to wait and cross. It's now going to be a toucan crossing, which they say is going to reduce congestion, but I would have thought adding traffic lights that can be pressed by pedestrians is actually going to add to congestion.
Hear, hear. Yep.
But that's actually going to be done next week. You can visit worcestershire.gov.uk/relievingcongestion. Relieving congestion latest updates for all the latest on that. And a nice little diagram as well, because if our words aren't enough, you can see the diagram on worcesterobserver.co.uk. Also, great story this. A true gentleman is stepping down from serving St Peter's on the City Council. Roger Knight, a former Mayor of Worcester, revealed last week that he's intending to step down at the elections on May the 2nd. The city has lost a true gentleman because he's a man who works across party lines and does the best by the people, not only of his ward, but the people of Worcester. And he's a true gentleman as well, and he's always been a keen supporter of the Worcester Standard before we reincarnated and had a Doctor Who moment and became the Worcester Observer.
Ah,
that's how I sell
I remember
it to
that.
People. That's how I sell it to people. We had a Doctor Who regeneration.
That's right. You're supposed to go.
Don't watch it.
Radio.
But an absolute true gentleman, and brilliantly revealed during the meeting, he never intended to be a city councillor. And he's retiring after 15 years of being one.
Is he any good?
Fantastic. Loyal supporter of the paper and somebody that doesn't do the party politics and bash Labour for the sake of bashing Labour. Actually tries to reach out and work with people.
Oh. That's unusual for a politician.
Very unusual for a politician. Although, I've just noticed my byline on page 3. If you do get a copy of the paper, do check out the byline on page 3. It's absolutely hilarious. I've become Rog George. It's like a shortened version of Roger.
Roger?
Rog.
Oh, let's have a look.
Or Rog. I don't know if there's anyone out there called Roger. Have you ever shortened your name to Rog?
Rog George.
Well, you know, that's another pseudonym I could go by. I don't know why I would do that.
Rog Borge.
Rog Borge, yes. Mm. That sounds like some sort of viaduct or something.
What do you prefer to be called? Robert or Robbo or Robbie? Or
just Rob.
Oh, I think you're a Robbie.
No, the wife was allowed to call me Robbie.
Ooh, nobody else?
No.
Ooh.
That's special.
Right, here we go then.
But also,
Robbie.
When I was growing up, if it was ever Robert, I was in trouble.
Robert.
So I do bristle a little bit when people go Robert. It's just like, oh no, what have I done now? I nearly swore then. I nearly said a real stronger word than that. Another good thing on the front page, brilliant story. A new community choir for the city. Can you sing? No, we've established you can't sing.
I'll have you know, I won a karaoke competition down in Ladrum Bay.
So you can't sing then?
No.
this new community choir for the city.
Can Podcam pick that up? Have you seen our new thing up there?
You're asking it to move now.
We had so much time while you were sat in your car.
Well, I'm terribly sorry.
So we...
I'm terribly sorry.
It took us hours, didn't it, to do that?
It's not my fault Bromsgrove wasn't built to, you know, cope with traffic.
Oh, I just thought people listening to this won't understand what we're talking about. People on Podcam will. They might see it up there.
Yeah. But also you're asking Podcam to actually move.
No, you do know it's wide fish angle, fish eye lens.
I thought it had developed its identity, yeah. That it was able to just move now. Because they'll worry one day it'll just up and leave.
Have you noticed today, though, we've got no window?
No?
No, we've had the window taken out.
Oh, why?
Well, it was too bright. And also, I haven't got much time to edit this week, so there's no window.
I thought that's
no window, no weather.
I thought the Stop Brexit protester had come. I'm sure I heard him last week. Whether he's just that loud.
Yeah, whatever.
You've got to be careful, though, because he's got a banner on a thing, so it could reach our 50th floor.
You know we're struggling for time, don't you?
Sorry, I just thought I'd have a conversation. I do apologise.
We've got to make time for Millionaire.
Yeah. Oh, but basically, we ditch the news so Ian can have some fun, basically. Is that what you're saying?
It's Rob's favourite quiz pro. It's Rog's favourite Chris quiz programme.
Anyway, this community choir that I was getting back to, Community Boost CIC, give them a name check, and Keith Slater set it up with Reverend Andy Todd from the St. Stephen's Church. Fantastic. It's open to anybody at all. You don't even have to be able to sing. It should go along and do something else. Singing makes you happy. Singing makes you... Well, singing makes you happy, I don't know. I mean, singing can make you sad. I mean, if you're doing
Leonard Cohen.
A bit of Leonard Cohen, yeah. If you want to find out more, though, read the story on worcesterobserver.co.uk, but I'll pass on the email address because Keith is just a true gentleman of the city. Again, info@regeneratingcommunities.com for more. That's info@regeneratingcommunities.com. Keith's a brilliant, brilliant gentleman who does so much for Worcester. And I'm going to try and get him on the podcast in a few weeks' time, or maybe later this year,
With his keyboard?
No, he's not the musician, he's just the one organising it. The one on the left of the picture.
Oh, is he? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Righty-o.
Just, you know, does actually say Keith Slater celebrates the fun, but never mind. I do have to lead a horse to water quite often in this podcast, as you'll know. But I want to get him on later in the year as well, because the Best of Worcester Awards, hopefully they'll be coming back and we can get him on and talk about them and why everyone should get involved, because they're a fantastic evening. Talking of fantastic, I'll wind up the news section with the best news of the week, the absolutely terrific news. In all this doom and gloom, Oscar Saxelby Lee, not one, not two, three stem cell matches.
Fantastic.
This came through on Friday. I'm in the office by myself and I just leapt out and I went... Yes! I went back from the microphone there. See how I did that?
Yeah.
That's going to deafen you, though.
I'm glad I didn't have these on. That's all.
I'll wake you up. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. You all know the story. Basically, he got 3 months to have a transplant. He will now have a transplant because one of these matches. This is an utter credit to everyone that... I mean, let's be honest. It's Pitmaston Primary School, got 4,500, more than 4,500 stem cell registers. The university got 1,000. I think there was events in Bromsgrove, Droitwich. I mean, this went across the county and it attracted people from all over. So speaking as a father of a five-year-old myself, I hope this fight... He isn't five, he's only four. Speaking of a lad in reception, that's what I meant to say. Hopefully Oscar is back at school enjoying life as soon as possible, because I'm sure many of you will agree... Share with me the great joy of hearing Oscar Saxelby Lee has the three matches. I mean, it's a story that has touched the hearts of everyone in Worcester, the UK, and even around the world. I mean, there were stories in the New York Times about it. I mean, it's fantastic. The bravery shown by this little boy and his parents has kept everyone involved along the way. And I hope one of them unlocks a bright future for him. I don't know medicine, and I'm sure you're all going to pile in and tell me that, oh, yes, it's absolutely fine and everything, but... I don't want to say that this is life-saving and all that business, but I don't know. I'm particularly delighted for Kate Wilcock, Oscar's head teacher at Pitmaston Primary School, whose tireless efforts got the ball rolling on a truly humbling community crusade, and hopefully we'll look back on this in years to come as another example of just why Worcester is so, so brilliant. And just a quick mention... good luck to everyone taking part in the Big Warriors, the Big Worcester Sleep Out at Six Ways tomorrow, raising money for homeless charities. There's going to be more than 100 volunteers sleeping outside at Six Ways tomorrow night into Friday raise money. And they hope to raise £65,000 for the Warriors Community Foundation Homeless Rugby Team, Mags Day Centre and St Paul's Hospital. If you're listening, all the best. Good luck to you, and visit www.worcestersleepout.co.uk for all more information, donation, and all the other gubbins about that. A quick bit of sport as well. Worcester Warriors play Wasps in what is being termed a local derby this weekend, but Wasps are from London and they play in Coventry. There's no such thing as a local derby. If it's a local derby, it's
that's
probably
the most bizarre thing, isn't it?
It's absolutely ridiculous. And to be honest, Warriors probably derby's more Gloucester, because that's, you know, near enough.
Yeah.
But this is not a local derby, but it's marketing purposes. But good luck to Warriors anyway, who are three points off the bottom, but only 9 points off fifth. So it could go either way. But if a rousing end to the season, they could have a nice...
Did you see their April Fools this week?
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. It and was I've actually great, missed going to see interview Ian Holloway to do the podcast this morning. I could have interviewed Ian Holloway.
Ah!
But I'm here doing the podcast for you, everybody.
Absolutely.
But that would have been a podcast. That would have been a podcast extra to remember.
He's
Ian
brilliant,
Holloway.
He is
a legend. And it's a shame that he's not on Sky a lot more, because his punditry is just brilliant, because he just starts talking and you see everyone else going, what's he on about now? And I realise I'm doing an eye gesture that if you're listening to it, that's no one's going to understand that. But everyone's looking puzzled. You all know Ian Holloway. Just all you have to do is Google some of his best quotes.
He says what he thinks.
He certainly does. Right, that would wrap up the news section and everything on Worcester Observer. Do keep in touch. Editor at worcesterobserver.co.uk. Do visit the website worcesterobserver.co.uk. We've had our best March, I think, for 3 years last month. I think we got more people on the site than for at least 3 years last month.
Oh, superb.
In March, obviously, we've had higher
That's
ones.
That's all down to us, though.
That's all.
It's all down to the podcast.
Yeah. Mm. I think it might be down to me on the news side. But
all right, then.
Hoping someone would, you know, break. But we have had, so thank you so much for your support. If you do like what you see, but it is an open-ended. If you want to see different things, if you want to see us go a different way, do lend us your ideas as well, because it's just as much as it's a news site, it's your site as well, and we represent the fine people of this city. So keep in touch, editor at worcesterobserver.co.uk, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pigeon, you name it, we've got it. Have we got a Worcester Observer pigeon yet? There's plenty on the roof.
I think the Twitter bird looks like a pigeon.
Does he?
I think so. Fat pigeon.
Sorry, I've gendered the Twitter bird. That's not good, is it?
But you'll have all of the, what do they call it? The fluid people now phoning in.
Move on. I'd move on quick there.
Quick. Oh, should we do you want a quiz?
Well, I've rustled through that quickly, so you could, you know,
right. Well,
launch your latest.
What I want to do is this is how it's going to work. Right? First of all, here we go.
There. That worked.
That didn't work. There we go. Right. What we're going to do now? Right, we're going to do
You said you shouldn't talk over.
No, I can talk over it because I can do anything. Right. So what's going to happen is you're going to be on £64,000, right? So you've got four more questions.
Can I take the money?
No, you can't take the money, and you don't actually win any money either. And they're all on Worcester, the questions. Okay? Are you ready?
Oh, great. Embarrass the editor. Here we go. Great. Fantastic.
Here we go, then.
My morning wasn't bad enough.
Right. First of all, you're on £64,000, Rob George. Would you like to play?
Well, I don't want to play, but I'm guessing it's going to truncate the end of the podcast. So, yes, I'll play, Chris.
Hang on, then.
/ Jeremy.
Right, here's your question for your
lights are gone dim.
First question, right?
I'm very nervous.
First question. Worcester, this is for £125,000. Worcester also gives its name to which type of food product? Is it A, salt, B, pepper, C, sauce, or D, vinegar?
Right, now, obviously, because this we're doing entertainment, because obviously this is being filmed.
Yeah.
If I hate millionaire when they get the answer too quick and just say so-and-so, final answer. So do you want me to prevaricate for like an hour?
No, because we're short of time.
Right. Have I got any lifelines?
You've got no lifelines at all.
Have I busted them? Where did I
You've
bust
used
them?
All the lifelines on 32 to 64.
Yeah. Sounds like me. I'd have gone by then, to be honest.
Rightio. A, salt, B, pepper, C, sauce, D, vinegar.
I'm I'm going to play Chris.
Okay.
Slash Jeremy. See, final answer.
Final answer. That, Rob, is the right answer. Right then, now for £250,000, a quarter of a mil here. In the UK general election of 2005, the seat in the city of Worcester was won by which political party? Was it A, Conservative, B, Lib Dems, C, UKIP, or D, Labour? Quiet from the audience, please.
The difficulty is I now actually know the answer, but I'm just stretching this out for podcam. Oh, I really wish I'd kept my lifelines now. I'm going to play Chris slash Jeremy. I'm going to say D, Labour.
Final answer?
Yes, final answer.
You said D, Labour. It's the correct answer. Right, so you now move on to...
I've had a wonderful time.
Right. This is for £500,000. £500,000. Which English monarch was defeated in the 1651 Battle of Worcester? Was it A, Henry II, B, Edward II, C, Charles II, D, Elizabeth II?
Well, I can rule out it's not D. Mine's gone blank. What happens if I can't take the money?
Oh, I just thought. You have got one lifeline left. I can take two wrong answers away.
This sounds like you're making it up on the hoof.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologise to the rights holders. I'd like to apologise to the rights holders, and also there's an element of cheating now going on.
There's a coughing in the audience there.
Yes. Techwin. Shh.
Well, I'm going to have to hurry you. I know they don't normally say that on this programme.
No.
I am going to have to hurry you.
You are becoming more Jeremy Clarkson, a little bit more rude.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Chris Tarrant would have just gone, take your time, don't worry. Well, he would have done. He would have made me more comfortable.
I thought he was here.
Let's play. He was. No.
Come on, my music's running out. My tense music.
It never ran out of Millionaire. And they would prevaricate for hours.
A, Henry II. B, Edward II. C, Charles II. D, Elizabeth II.
C, Charles II, final answer.
Charles II is the right answer. One away.
I was wanting to look one of those that look really cool.
Right, here we go. One away now. This is to win £1 million, okay, and you can retire. Right, which of the following US states does not have a town, city, or county with Worcester as its name? Is it
I want to swear so much, Ian Hamer.
Is it A, Vermont, B, Wisconsin, C, Maine, D, Maryland? Which one of those states does not have a town, city, or county called Worcester in its...
Well, you're evil, because I was waiting for Massachusetts to come up. Because then I knew definitely I could rule that one out.
A, Vermont, B, Wisconsin, C, Maine, D, Maryland. This is for £1 million, so I've got to ask for quiet in the audience, please.
Genuinely don't know. My mind went blank on the last question, but I genuinely... Maryland I'm wanting to rule out for some reason. I don't know why.
A, Vermont.
Maine.
B, Wisconsin.
Maine's huge.
C, Maine. D, Maryland.
God, I watch the American elections all the time and they go into these weird counties I should pay any attention. As far as I know, you could be doing the YMCA.
Right, I have to hurry you now for the purposes of a listening experience. A, Vermont, B, Wisconsin, C, Maine, D, Maryland.
I've got 32 guaranteed, haven't I?
You've got 32. You can walk away now with 64. This is a different game. I don't know the rules. Right, the music's coming to an end, so hurry up.
A, Vermont.
Final answer?
No.
See? Tense music's gone.
I never had that on Millionaire. I don't know the answer.
Guess then. Apologise for everybody listening, there's just like massive bits of gap.
I'd also like to apologise, I didn't know Ian was doing this.
A, Vermont, B, Wisconsin, C, Maine, D, Maryland.
It's a complete guess. A, Vermont. Final answer.
For £1 million, Rob, you said A, Vermont. It's the wrong answer. The answer was C, Maine. And that's your Millionaire programme for this week. Rob was on a chance to make £1 million and has ended up walking away with £64,000.
And Maine's the only one that doesn't.
Correct.
Wow, I need to brush up on my American. Thing is, I watch the American politics, all the, you know, the Congress elections all the time. They're always zero in on small, tiny counties. I would never...
Well, there you go.
I'd have gone Vermont in a month of Sundays. Right, I'm going to take my £64,000 home with me.
You can buy me a pint out of that.
You're joking, ain't you?
All right, then.
Well, I might buy one and pour it over your head.
Oh, thanks.
Right, and on that disappointing bombshell, I've got a Top Gear reference in there. I've lived. And on that bombshell, I think we should go and find out what else is on in Worcester this coming week. And it's over to Claire for the What's on Worcester Roundup.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's on Guide.
Thanks, Rob. Once again, we have lots of things to see, do and experience this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Worcester and Malvern Observers, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Worcester and Malvern areas. Starting off on Thursday, the 4th of April, we have the Astaria String Quartet with their Like This, Like That show at Huntington Hall. In this show, they play some of classical music's most famous melodies and alongside them introduce you to some wonderful music you may not know. They tell us it doesn't matter if you're a complete music novice or a total classical enthusiast. There'll be something in this show for everyone to enjoy. Also on Thursday evening, the king of slide guitar, Will Killeen himself, will be on at the Plough Inn in Worcester with his band. Will is an Irish acoustic blues guitarist, singer and songwriter. He has a totally unique style, kind of like a Celtic roots mixed with American blues kind of style. You can expect songs from early blues through to Dylan classics, delivered with impressive guitar and whirling vocals. It's bound to be a great show. Moving on to Friday, the 5th of April, lots of live music happening about town. The Hip Kiss Band will be on at the Sociable Beer Company. The Ron Jeremy Band are on at Drummond's on Friday evening. There's going to be a Spirit of Eden candlelit tribute to Talk Talk's Mark Hollis happening at St Barnabas Church. Talk Talk fans will remember just a few short months ago, the co-founder Mark Hollis passed away at the age of 64 after a short illness. This is going to be a fantastic celebration of his life and a complete tribute. It starts at 8 p.m. and the digits for your sat-nav for the church are WR38NX. We also have Bush Trial performing at the Bush Inn in St John's on Friday evening. Come Together will be putting on a show at the Old Pheasant in Worcester. I caught these guys at the Prince's Trust Ball in Six Ways a couple of years ago. They do loads of band covers. They're totally brilliant, got so much energy. They get everyone up and dancing. You'll totally love them. Definitely not one to be missed. Psyched, the tribute to John Sykes in the era of Whitesnake, plus Thin Lizzy and Blue Murder, they'll be performing at the Mars Bar on Friday evening. And there's a Feast of Fiddles happening at Huntington Hall on Friday evening. Born on Valentine's Day 1994 as a one-off special concert, Feast of Fiddles has now done 25 spring tours, 24 festivals, they tell me, and they've got 7 CDs to their name. Not bad for a bunch of old rock folk rockers. And BBC Radio Mark Radcliffe calls them Britain's fiddling supergroup, so it's definitely something not to be missed. Then moving on to Saturday, the 6th of April. The Fourgate Street Blues, they'll be performing at Henry Sandon Hall. They say this will be a smooth and relaxing evening of old school blues. There are very limited tickets left for sale, so if you do want a pair, go to fourgatestreetblues.com ASAP. Also on Saturday night, Martin Turner and his band return to the concert stages to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the formation of the original Wishbone Ash. They'll be at Huntington Hall, bound to be a great show there. And we also have signing off the UB40 tribute act taking to the stage at Archdale 73 Club in Worcester on Saturday night too. Heard great things about these guys, haven't seen them, so if you go, send us your review. It's always good to know. East meets West, the King's Quartet, they'll be putting on a performance at the wonderful Elmsley House in Malvern on Saturday. I'm falling in love with this place. If you haven't been to Elmsley House yet, definitely go. They do the most fantastic afternoon teas and it's a gorgeous, beautiful place to go to. And they also do some brilliant cocktails, so definitely get some of those. Without Flight, they'll be on at the Cross Keys in Malvern, also on Saturday night. And Carol Lee Sampson and friends are on at the West Malvern Social Club. Aren't we lucky having so much live music happening in and around Worcester and Malvern? And it doesn't stop there either, because on Sunday the 7th of April, a few bands to run through with you. The Haunted Souls will be on at the Imperial Tavern in Worcester at 5 p.m. Two Tone Review are on at the Gun Tavern in Worcester. Mark Leadham is on at the Chestnut in Worcester at 5:30 p.m. And remember, it's live jazz Sundays at the Cottage in the Wood Hotel in Malvern, starting at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Always a great time there. Then on Monday, the 8th of April, for those brave souls who venture out on a Monday, I wish I was one of those. I always need one day off a week. But the fabulous Lounge Toad, who are always a big hit at the Worcester Music Festival, they'll be on at the Great Malvern Hotel in Malvern on Monday evening. Definitely worth a trip out on a Monday to see them. Then our last pick of the week is on Tuesday, the 9th of April. And it's a music fun night at Paradiddle's Music Cafe Bar in Worcester with three great local bands performing: Draws Creek Mask, Man Punches Cloud and Redwood. Definitely ones to watch. And if you go, please again, send us your reviews of those bands. I haven't actually seen them yet. I want to see them. And it's always useful for future shows so we know what we're talking about if we haven't seen particular bands. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. Email us your event details or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper and listeners of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.
Thanks, Claire, and thank you for listening to another Worcester Observer podcast. Hope you weren't too disappointed with Ian Sudden, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We do try and plan certain things, so maybe the producer of the show will actually plan and tell me what we're doing next week, so perhaps I can bone up on a few bits of quizzes.
Can I just stop you there?
Blockbusters was fun. That no, wasn't.
Hang on. If you listen to last week's podcast, we actually said we were going to do Millionaire this week.
Oh, we did. Well, I have a lot to do, and I've been to bed since then.
And he's stressed because he's stuck in traffic.
I'm getting old. That's the sheer problem of it all. Right, I think we'll wrap it up there. What quiz are we going to do next week, then?
What do you want to do?
What can we do?
What would you like to do?
Is there any way we can do pointless? I don't think there is there?
No, we can't, because it's a whole load of things. Yeah, leave it with me. I might be able to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be able to do that.
Or... No, should we go retro again? Because I like the Blockbusters thing. Even though Comedy Central, if you're listening, you didn't retweet us. We gave you free promotion for your new show. You didn't retweet us.
So what are we doing again? Blockbusters again?
No, let's go retro. What else? Family Four? Is there?
I don't know, but we have to hurry up.
Let's do something. Let's go retro. Let's think retro.
We'll do retro next week. We'll do something really old-fashioned. Hey, can't we do... Oh, no, we can't.
What?
Can we do Countdown? No, we can't, because you need... Two people, don't you?
We've got a screen now, haven't we?
Yeah, we can do Countdown. We might do Countdown.
If one plays Richard Whiteley...
Or Nick Hewer.
We could rope somebody in, or Claire could face off against me.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see on podcast, she's sitting just here.
Yeah.
She could face off against me, but then, to be honest, my lack of intellect would be showing up even more. Is this just what it's going to be every week now, embarrass the editor?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. You're good at this sort of stuff, though.
Well, clearly not.
Well, you're okay. You got the American one wrong. That's the only one.
And I got Kleenex tissue wrong because I didn't listen to the question
properly.
Oh,
yeah, that's right, yeah. That was just your stupidity, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but to be honest, though, if you incentivised and actually did put a prize, I'd probably concentrate a lot more. £64,000, you know. Or what Ian earns in a year.
Is that not enough for you, £64,000? You just won £64,000.
To be honest, the state of my bank account at the moment, £640 would be
an achievement. Okay, right, yeah.
Right, we'll wrap up there. Thank you so much for listening. Do enjoy the sunshine. Do keep smiling as well. Editor at WorcesterObserver.co.uk or WorcesterObserver.co.uk for all the latest news. Until next week, I think we're done here. Bye-bye.